Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us with your beautiful voices. And I'd like to also say good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church in Morgan Hill, California. We welcome those that are in our sanctuary worshiping with us today, and we have those that are outside and those over the radio and the internet. We welcome you, and we pray that you might experience the power and the love and the comfort that only God's Word is going to be able to give us today. As our Sunday school teacher Lee Prater was telling us this morning in God's Scripture, that's where we're to look, is to Him. Also, you can find in your bulletin outline of Pastor's sermon if you'd like to follow along there. Our scripture of the month is in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. The scripture says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." And now let us continue to praise the Lord with Tae Young at the piano and myself leading the songs. And the first hymn of worship today in praising our Lord is in 181. Please turn in your hymns to 181. So much for praising our God with your beautiful voices. And now we're going to continue first and last stanza number 377, 377. First and last stanza.
Thank you.
once again, as we continue praising our God and King, will please stand, and we're going to sing number 413, 413. First and last stanza, please. Standing, Pastor Tomlinson.
Thank you, Wayne. Well, good morning, and good to see everybody here today. What a blessing it is that we can gather together to praise our Lord and to rejoice in His presence and to learn about Him through His holy word. Isn't that amazing what God has given to us? I do want to remind people that we don't collect the tithes and offerings personally. Right now, we've got the box in the back, and our brother Mike will show you exactly where that box is if you need some assistance. And we do have outdoor listening capabilities. I know it is extremely hot out, and so we do have some misters running. And if that's insufficient, so for the social distancing thing, we do have the conference room, which is open, and AC is on as well. So I didn't say that out loud, though, okay? Anyway, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for the greatness of your love and your mercy and your grace, for your divine presence in our lives, and for the hope of eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ. We stand firmly and boldly, and thus saith the Lord, that the word of God will guide our hearts and our minds and our understanding in all things, in all wisdom, that we would draw close to you with a clear heart, with pure heart and a clear conscience, Lord. Father, Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 12, he says, "Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities and persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." And I pray, O Lord, for those who are dealing with infirmities, dealing with persecutions, dealing with the distresses in this world, that for Christ's sake, we would be bold and we would be strong in Christ to testify of Him. Because the Word of God says that when we are weak, then I am strong, because we rest in you and trust in you. Lord, I pray for this power of your Spirit and your divine presence to be with those people who call themselves by your name. Not only those of Bethel, but those of churches throughout the world, that they would have a longing, a hungering, and a thirsting for the very word of God and the very presence of God. That your house would be full to overflowing with people desiring to draw near to you, to serve you, and to rejoice in you. We pray that we would be your faithful witnesses, that our neighbors would hear of your transforming power and would feel and know the love of Jesus Christ through your people. I pray, O Lord, for this country that is in such chaos in so many different ways, whether it's this COVID-19 or whether it's these riots and vandalism that's going on, that, Lord, that you would bring your peace upon the people of this nation, who open up hearts and minds to you, for in you there is peace. You have told us in your word that in this world that we will have trials and tribulations, but in you we have peace. And so, Lord, I pray for your transforming power and for your peace to be upon the people of this nation, to turn their hearts unto you. We thank you, Father, that though the fires still continue, that they are largely under control, almost 90%. The two of the two biggest fires in our area are under control, Lord, and we thank you. And we pray for the skies to clear as the smoke gets moved out. And we thank you, Lord, and we pray for your power and for your grace to be found in the midst of these difficult times. Lord, we pray for those who are encountering illnesses of various sorts, for your power and your healing touch and your comforting presence and spirit. For those that have been infected with the COVID-19 or influenza or other sicknesses of that sort, that you would strengthen their body and encourage the hearts in you, that you would touch their body with your healing power and strengthen them. We pray for our sister Lil Ida. She is in a lot of pain because of low blood platelets, but you, Lord, will touch her and heal her, and you encouraging her heart in you. And we thank you for that. We pray for those that are dealing with cancer, and like Al Meeks's friend, Jim Shearer, and Dana Noriel's friend, Karen, touch their bodies, heal them, and restore them for you. We pray for our friends, Leonard and Fern Rice, who have several health issues, and you got word from them today that they're doing okay, and we thank you for that. But we pray for your continued touch and your continued encouragement upon them. And we continue to pray for Darlene to recover from her broken ankle and sprained ankle. Her sprained ankle is getting much, much better, and her broken ankle needs your touch, Lord. But we know that you will comfort, and you will bless, and you will encourage. So, Father, we thank you for those who are looking at bringing new life into this world. Our friend Esther Palais, expecting in October. We thought it was September, but clarified October. And so, Lord, we pray for you to bring that life into this world, and for you to raise that child up in the love and the nurture and the admonition of the Lord to desire you. We pray for Bethel, as we look to ways that we can open up and get more people in the comfort of the air conditioning, but most importantly, Lord, that they would be comforted by your comfort, by your presence, and by your spirit. The people of God would be encouraged by you, that we would reach out to the community around us with your gospel, and that you would bring new life into your kingdom. Use us, Lord, for your purpose. Father, we pray for our missionaries throughout the world, for Giovanni and Barbara Van Daniel serving in Guatemala, for Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco, Bogota, Colombia, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Carl and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebia Manixa Perez in Malaga, Spain, and Foreign Choices Ministry, ministering to women out of Gilroy, Daniel and Mary, Malaysia Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis, training missionaries throughout the United States. Lord, pray for your spirit to be upon these missionaries, to empower them with your spirit and your gospel, that the kingdom of Christ would grow forth, expand, and reach out into the uttermost parts of the world, that people may hear your word and hear your voice and submit to you. We pray, Lord, for the offering. Pray that it would be used to bring honor to you, to glorify your name, that it would be used to grow and expand your kingdom as you see fit. We pray, Lord, for your hand of blessing upon those who support the work of ministry, whether they're here in the sanctuary, whether they're in our pavilion area, whether they're anywhere on our campus, or whether they're listening over KKMC radio, whether they're listening over this internet, or later on over the CD. Bless them, Lord, and encourage their hearts to follow you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. You may be seated.
you once again, choir, for blessing us with your beautiful voices. And now we're going to get into God's Word. And today we're going to be studying in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And we're going to begin in verses 5 through 15. If you please stand for the reading of God's Word. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 through 15. Who then is Paul? And who is Apollos, but ministers through whom you believed as the Lord gave to each one. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are one. Each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building, according to the grace of God, which was given to me. As a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear. For the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work, which he has built on it, endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. May God bless the reading of his word, and let us continue to stand for a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, once again we enter into your holy of holies. We enter into your throne room, into your very presence only, by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We've come to honor and praise you today, Lord. We have come to worship you in spirit and truth. And Father, for this is what your word tells us to do. In Psalm chapter 34 and verses 1 through 7, your scripture says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those that fear him. And Father, for this is what you did for King David in his day, and you're doing the same for us today, those who put our trust in you. And Father, as we look back upon the founding of this nation, how you intervened time after time to deliver our forefathers from the troubles and struggles of the enemy. Father, as you know, one of our founding fathers longed for God's guidance and power, Tom Crushing from Massachusetts. He felt great urgency that the Continental Congress be open with prayer. Samuel Adams recommended a clergyman do that. Tom's Crushing motion was passed, and each morning the Continental Congress was opened with prayer. Father, you know that John Adams wrote in his diary his profound longing for God's strength and courage. And Father, as you know, George Washington was there among the delegates, and he cast a vote for prayer. He was ready to join the other representatives of the colonies in making a declaration of dependence on God. Father, as you know, our nation was birthed out of the womb of prayer. prayer and patriotism are inseparable, connected. Father, as you know, one of the most dynamic expressions of our patriotism is consistent prayer for those who are called to seek and do your will in government. Father, you want to bless our leaders and the people if we will pray for them. Father, give us the wisdom and fortitude to set aside a time each day to pray for our leaders and this nation. Father, I pray for godly unity in this nation and in your church. Father, as we go through these turbulent and divisive times, may we make a fresh commitment to pray for guidance for our leaders and ourselves as we receive encouragement from your word. Father, may we never forget what you did for King David and what you did for his founding our nation and giving strength to our forefathers as they set the examples for us and how to live a Christian life. Father, now bless your word, bless all hearers of your word, and bless our pastor, Greg Tomlinson, as he preaches your word. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated, please.